Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pella. Treasuries tumbled. The dollar surged after the Federal Reserve struck a more hawkish tone than markets anticipated. Stocks ended the day little changed, but stocks also ended the day at records. The S&P up a point to 2508. The Dow higher by 41, up 0.2%. S&P advanced 0.1%. Apple weighing on NASDAQ. Apple down today by 1.7%. NASDAQ down 0.1%, down 5 to 64.56. The 10-year down 5/32nds. Yield there 2.26%. Gold down 11.09 the ounce to 12.99. Back below 1,300 on gold, down 0.9%. Crude oil holding above $50 a barrel, 50.41, up 1.9% on WTI. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. Charlie Pellett with a Bloomberg Business News Flash. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, Republicans are trying once again to get rid of Obamacare and come up with something that might replace it. Max Neeson, a Bloomberg Gadfly healthcare columnist, joins us right now to talk about this, as well as Brett Shorter, partner of PA Consulting, about the Graham Cassidy healthcare bill. We've got 10 days for this thing to pass or not. One of the most important things we know about this. Let me start with you, Max.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's obviously an incredibly compressed timeline to try and, you know, do a bill of that's this consequential. And also, it has the potential to be kind of even more disruptive than some of the plans that we've seen in the past. The way it's structured, basically, is it gives, starting in 2020, states basically a big chunk of money funded mostly from Obamacare's taxes and tells them to kind of do what they wish with it, both in how they spend it and also on the regulatory side, to what degree people with pre-existing conditions are protected, that might change as well. So it's a big change in the healthcare system to figure out in 10 days, and I'm skeptical that it'll actually happen.
I gotta say, deja vu all over again. It's another move by Senate Republicans to repeal Obamacare. Some would call it a last-ditch effort. I think you wrote a column, Max, that says that. Brett, come on in on this. Is it a last-ditch effort? Does it have any, chance of actually going somewhere?
Well, I think it does have a chance. You know, as Max said, it's on the edge, right? It's touch and go, I think. But at the end of the day, it is addressing some of the key concerns that have been stated about ACA over the last years in terms of Medicaid expansion, the CSR subsidies, and the individual mandates. I mean, those have been sticking points for quite a while, and I think this bill is actually focused on those things. They seem to be confident that they have the votes. I'm not sure they do or not, but to me, this is about economics, right? It really has to do with the economics of Medicaid expansion in those states, you know, how that may hurt them over time with some of the ACA components. And I think that's why it's being addressed now.
Well, there are two economic aspects of this that just jump out at me. One is the idea that this pre-existing conditions will still be covered, but insurance companies can charge whatever they want for a pre-existing condition. So effectively, the economics of that means that insurance companies can just price out anyone who has a pre-existing condition, so they won't truly be guaranteed to be covered. And then secondarily, you can tell me I'm wrong with that, but secondarily, the individual mandate is sort of the essence of all of making this affordable. If if people aren't required to buy into the insurance, then it's, the very notion of insurance means that some people are going to need it and some people aren't. And if you don't spread the pool out wide enough, it doesn't get affordable for anyone.
So 2 points on that. I agree with you on the pre-existing condition piece and raising the premiums. However, they state that there are state budgets and there will be state block funding for those, so to offset some of those premium increases. So there is a provision for that. I think on the other side of it, we have an individual mandate now, and fundamentally, it's not working, right? So a lot of the insurers have opted out because they're losing money left and right because people didn't sign up. They'd rather pay the penalty than actually
And maybe the penalty was too low.
Have the right risk pools.
Maybe the penalty was too low, and that was a problem all along.
That could be. But again, I think ACA as it is today is financially unfeasible, I think, in the long term, and I think that was part of the campaign promise to repeal it from an economic point of view, and I think that's why, again, they're rushing to the deadline in the next 10 days. But, again, they are taking care of some of the key concerns that others, some of the other senators and have expressed in the past.
Max, you did put out a column for a Bloomberg Gadfly, and you talk about all of this, and you do say it would be extremely disruptive to hospitals and the government-focused insurers. Come on in on what we've been discussing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think in addition to the fact that this, ending the Medicaid expansion, it doesn't just, there are obviously budgetary impacts, but it also would leave a lot of people without health insurance. And the states in which the ACA struggled the most have been those that the Medicaid expansion hasn't been taken in, which kind of leaves the market a little lower quality. And the thing that this also meant to do, this kind of last attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, it also sort of ended the burgeoning bipartisan attempt to fix some of the issues in the Affordable Care Act. So that would have been funding the CSR payment, the subsidies more permanently, and maybe some things like reinsurance that might have kind of helped stem some of those losses and made it more feasible for insurers to come back. So, you got this disruption that these kind of massive funding cuts over time contained in this bill would create in the market, and the kind of end of any near-term chance of a stabilization effort trying to fix some of the issues, which I will concede kind of are in the ACA in a less radical way.
Max, as Senate Republicans have tried to repeal and replace, they have been met with resistance by their home states and their constituents. Jimmy Kimmel going to the airwaves again last night about this, personal for him as well. Will they be influential enough to, prevent anything from taking more people off the health care rolls?
I think that might end up being the case. Well, one of the things this bill does is kind of drastically shift funding between states. And there are a number of states with Republican senators that end up kind of on the losing side of that bargain. That might lead to some no votes. And also just some states, notably Alaska, that has particular issues with providing health care. They might be a loser as well. And Lisa Murkowski was a no vote last time. So, the bill, once you start covering pre-existing conditions, it's really hard to take that away. It's really politically unpopular. And that might end up backfiring, so we might end up seeing this thing fail.
Yeah. All right. And so the saga continues, though. Max Neeson, thank you so much. Biotech, pharma, and healthcare columnist at Bloomberg Gadfly, our fast commentary section at Bloomberg News. Check him out on Twitter at Max Neeson. And he was joining us from our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. On the phone in Colorado, Brett, thank you. Brett Schroeder, partner at PA Consulting. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle.
Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.